This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's get over to Alan Pollock. Alan is here with this week's tech update. Alan, it was good seeing you at the conference.
Likewise. It was great to see you, David. As always, you're surrounded by a following of people that all want to talk to you at the same time. So it was good to spend a minute with you and see that you've got a lot of fans out there. The program's got a lot of fans, which is great. It was actually funny. I figured out who one of our random text message listeners are, which is great to find out a face to the name. But the conference is good. I've got a quick little summary of some things that I felt were relevant about the conference and that I've heard talking to folks. Here they are. It's kind of interesting. I think technology still has a direction, David, and still has a purpose. The focus seemed to be more aligned with the needs, though, instead of people just building technology because it's cool. People are building things that are relevant and that lenders and others want to use. Everyone, I think, agrees that the pandemic had us looking left, then we ran right. Then we were looking behind us, and then we'd run ahead fast again and do that all over. And I think that caused a lot of folks to build some things that may turn into debt in the future. But I will say that tech partners are more than ever more engaged with each other than ever before. If you sat in a meeting and you talked to a tech vendor and you talked about other vendors you have, either they already are integrated or they're talking about integrating, being able to leverage these vendors together is most important. E-mortgage is still hot. I think a lot of folks are still trying to understand what e-mortgage is. There's definitely conversation around it, but e-mortgage is still a hot topic. Funny enough, I spoke with multiple providers, some are partners of mine even, and there's a lot to do to get to where the industry would say we should be with e-mortgage. So that's all in process right now. Blockchain was discussed, but the conversation is it's not fully adopted, right? There's still a lot of folks that just don't know about it yet, or they know that some people are working on it, but people aren't ready to take on blockchain from the folks I spoke to. I also learned, David, we all knew this ahead of time, but lenders will pay for technology. I think we used to say that you're going to nickel and dime me or death of a thousand cuts as far as how much do I have to pay per closed loan. I don't think that's so much of the case. They're conscious of that, right? So the lenders listening are probably saying, yeah, of course, we're conscious about it, but they'll pay for tech. They want to move the needle forward. The problem is it's got to be integrated and it's got to provide upfront ROI. And if you don't have upfront ROI, then, well, I really don't know. The vendors I'm working with are going to have this, or when they get integrated, you call me. I'm seeing a lot of that and hearing a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And then, David, the other thing that I found was a lot of companies are top heavy. Sales and marketing, the folks that go to the conferences, they're moving around. They're talking to people. They're out there. They're drumming up partnerships and business. That's one of the great things about our industry is I can call a friend who's at a vendor and we can collaborate on a couple names and we can start marketing and start referring different folks to each other. But it's the execution that people are needing help on. And there's millions of people out of work. I know not millions are in mortgage out of work, but there's got to be some folks out there. And so I'll actually end this part of the segment with that specifically. I'm hiring, and I know other people that are hiring. If you are a business analyst, if you can manage a product, if you're a product manager, if you're excellent at support, sales and marketing even, but more specifically those first ones, reach out. We've got a number of partners as well as even ourselves sometimes that are looking for help. You can reach me, Alan, A-L-L-E-N, at tms-advisors.com. But then, David, let's on to the bigger part of the news, right? Going into the MBA conference, we had amazing news for our friends over at LBAware.
Yes.
They were acquired by SimpleNexus. For those of you that don't know either of these companies, you should, but if you don't, SimpleNexus now calls themselves a homeownership platform, and the acquisition is a first for SimpleNexus. Get this, they have a total of 325 employees now in 29 states, because we're all pretty mobile nowadays, from the two companies, and SimpleNexus will now serve, with the combination from LBAware, 425 lenders, which is a big number, and dozens of mortgage technology integration partners. And it's pretty funny, I read what Lori had posted, or was part of the press release, and this was great. She said, together, LBAware and SimpleNexus will be able to offer mortgage lenders even more than a sum of our parts and redefine not only the digital mortgage experience, but also the mortgage BI category. And I thought that was a great statement, the sum of all parts. So congratulations to those two companies. We'll have to have them on, David, to talk more about what they're going to be looking to do.
Yeah.
If anyone remembers, back in January of 2019, LBAware had an integration offering real-time compensation push notifications through Simple Nexus to their users. And then finally, David, I wanted to mention this. There was a survey, it's just talking about staff in general. The survey has to do with, the title is Staffing Shortages Are Impacting Credit Unions, right? And it was a national survey, and they said that there's a widespread shortage of qualified personnel to manage critical back office functions, ranging from fraud mitigation, dispute resolution, to regulatory compliance, mortgage and loan processing, and customer service, right? So there is a need for technology to help, especially with small community banks and credit unions that can't leverage all the different technology solutions that are out there, but also for great folks on the backside of the office. So conference was a great success, as you, David. I was curious to see what it would be like, and it was great. Everyone that I spoke to thought it was great as well. Well worth the time.
Well worth the time. On Simple Nexus, we've got Kathleen Gates going to be coming out. She's the new CEO at Simple Nexus. Got a chance to sit down and talk to them. And I don't think it's premature. They've committed to becoming a sponsor of the podcast. So really excited about that and getting a chance to have Lori on, talk about what's going on. But Simple Nexus will be joining us as a sponsor. Very excited about that. Just got to get with David Bolin and who's heading that up. Here's what's most interesting, Alan. Kathleen came out of Ellie Mae and was such a part of the culture that she created. There's culture agents. There's people that carry culture inside of a company. And Kathleen, obviously, you could tell by the people walking up to her, Kathleen, it's, the company's just not the same since you left. I mean, and they went on and on affirming to her the type of leader she is and how she kept that group together, or really was so instrumental in the leadership in such a dynamic way. And so, I mean, there was obviously many others there. Jonathan was mentioned numerous times on that, but it was really fun to sit there and talk with her and then get interrupted by ex-Ellie Mae members and coming up and saying, we miss you. I've got a job here now. I'm going over here. And so there's a lot of movement going in and out of Ellie Mae, one of which is Kathleen, and she's now over at Simple Nexus. I think she actually retired from Ellie Mae. She actually retired, so she got recruited away. She retired. She got talked out of coming out of retirement. So anyway, lots of good stuff we can anticipate with these tech companies. Alan, your segment, like Matt's and like Alice's, gets downloaded and listened to so much. So I want to again thank you for your excellence in reporting what's going on, Alan, for your commitment to be here.
Thank you as well.
Each and every week, some fresh, great information. Good job, Ben. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
You bet. Next week, be sure to come back. Of course, we have so many loyal listeners. And again, thank you again to all of you, as we say in Texas, all you all, for stopping by and introducing yourselves and expressing your gratitude for this podcast. We're grateful to be a part of the way you get information and keep you up to date. Again, our goal is to bring you timely information in an audio format that you can listen to anytime, anywhere, as we say at the beginning of the podcast. Appreciate you all so much. Special thank you goes out to our sponsors, Finastra, the Community Mortgage Lenders Association of America, the MBA, Lenders One, Accelerate Mobility, MMI, as well as Modex, the MBA, Knowledge Coop, the Mortgage Collaborative, and our newest sponsor, SnapDoc, soon to be falling out of the newest sponsor category because we're going to have Simple Nexus as a sponsor here shortly. So very excited to have you listening. Folks, we're grateful for our sponsors, but we're so amazingly grateful to our listeners. And it's you that has made this podcast so widely listened to. And we're thankful for each and every one of our listeners. Have a great week, everybody. Look forward to seeing you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.